And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, I have a couple of electric guys, folks from the City Electric Department. There's Chris Bruton, Utility Director, and Dean Orbison, Blue Lake Expansion Project Manager. Welcome to Morning Edition, fellas.
Morning. Morning.
Well, we're here because we've entered an historical period in terms of the Blue Lake Expansion Project and electrical generation in Sitka. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on? We have the new diesel generator, which you're testing out right now as we speak, correct?
That's correct. This week we're doing the testing and commissioning of our new Solar Titan 130 liquid-fueled turbine.
That's quite a name, Titan. It is a bit of a Titan, isn't it?
And so people get confused when I say Solar. It's not from the sun. Solar is the company, so it's a subsidiary of Caterpillar. We've been very anxious to get to this point. Testing is going very well. In fact, on Wednesday, we ran most of the town on the turbine during the day. So it's quite an impressive machine. It's first of its kind for this type of installation, and we've been actively pursuing getting it online.
So Sitka's the first community, really, to use this in a permanent location, right?
Right. This is designed as a modular type system where you roll it in on trailers and provide temporary power. What we've done is we went in ahead of time and built in permanent foundations. And so when the equipment arrived, we simply put it in place and locked it down so it's going to be a permanent installation versus a mobile.
So are we paving the way?
So first of a kind. Solar is very interested in this application. We've had a lot of marketing press from them, and I anticipate that in the future they will use us as a test example for a new product line, if you will, because it makes the construction very, very quick. It makes the cost very, very reasonable. If you were to put the same type of equipment that we have here into a full-size building, you're looking at another $2 or $3 million in cost. So there's a real benefit for both us and for the company to market that as a product.
So this is at the Jarvis Street substation, and
correct,
it's an impressive machine for a number of reasons. One, it's much larger than our old one, right?
Right. This is larger than all of our existing diesels combined. We have four old reciprocating diesels, and this unit is bigger than all four of those combined.
So you can get rid of four and only use
one?
No,
we're not going to get rid of four. What we're going to do is we're going to keep those guys so that in the future, if we should have a transmission line failure like we had back in 2010, the days of the rolling blackouts hopefully are over, because we'll have enough diesel capacity to keep the town energized while we do repairs.
Can you give us an idea of how much larger it is?
Yeah, this is a 13-megawatt unit. Our other three, we have three 2-megawatt units and one 4-megawatt unit. So it's substantially bigger.
Okay, and it's going to give us some greater system stability.
Yes, it's an incredibly responsive machine. So when it's online, we get an absolute flat response for frequency and system stability. So we have 60 hertz true and it, you know, the way it's supposed to be. With our hydros, they're not quite as responsive, so we kind of drift around 60 cycles. But with this guy, it locks it down pretty hard. So that's a great thing for the system.
And hopefully say goodbye to rolling blackouts.
Thank goodness, yes. And the other thing is the emissions are incredibly clean, much cleaner than the diesels. In fact, you can't see it's running unless you see the heat plume coming out of the stack. It's so clear. We did testing Wednesday. The manufacturer guaranteed 65 parts per million of NOx, which is what the EPA uses as a base measurement, and we were getting 18 parts per million NOx, which is just phenomenal. Also, it's slightly more efficient than our diesel unit, so it's about a 35% efficient machine, whereas the other ones are around 33% efficiency, so we're getting 2% more for the same gallon of fuel that's going through the machine.
I wish folks could see you, because this is obviously a very exciting topic.
Oh, it is very exciting. Yeah, we're really, and the good news is we kind of built this thing in-house. We used electric department folks, our electricians, our linemen, our mechanics are the guys that really put this thing together. And then the other construction, site construction and preparation, 99% of the work was done by local people, local contractors, local engineers, and local folks. So we really made it a hometown project, if you will.
Well, so this is happening. You do want to warn folks there could be a potential electrical outage.
Yes. Any time you do testing of this magnitude, there are a million things that we catch the public never sees, but there are a handful of things that could go wrong that when the lights go out, people will notice that. So we are doing everything we can to ensure reliability, but there's always the wild card that a relay setting has been reversed or a CT connection is backwards. So There's millions of connections that we have to check and make sure they're right. So far, everything's going pretty well.
And you would like folks to conserve
electricity. Dean will talk about the generation outage, but the big thing is we are on Indian River water, and we're also making up the loss of the Blue Lake generation temporarily with diesel. So the more we conserve, both from water and electric perspective, that will reduce our overall cost for the project. So it will really help everyone in the community out in the long run if we all conserve a little bit.
Well, and Dean, so we're running off of Green Lake for electric, we're running off of Indian River for water, and that's because the Blue Lake project is in a really exciting phase, isn't it?
Yeah, the Blue Lake project is in what we call the generation outage, which is a time period when you're switching from the old equipment to the new equipment. You're in the case of the tunnels, we're connecting the old tunnel to the new tunnel. And in the case of the powerhouse, we're connecting the old powerhouse. We're disconnecting the old powerhouse and connecting up the new powerhouse. And this takes time. Once the powerhouse is connected up and the tunnel is connected up, we will put water back in the tunnel. And when we have water in the tunnel, then we can look at taking Indian River offline and going back to drinking Blue Lake. And when we have water in the tunnel, then we'll start commissioning the turbine generators and putting them online.
And there's something really exciting happening over at the dam right
now.
Yeah,
at the dam, it turns out we have been raising the dam 83 feet. And because of the rain we've had this month and because we're in the generation outage and not using any water out of Blue Lake is coming up rapidly, which is what we planned for it to do. And it turns out just by coincidence that today or tomorrow will be the day that the water reaches the new concrete. And so we're going off the old dam onto the new one, and it's a historic moment. We're covering new ground. The lake is raising up above the existing level onto the new concrete, and it will continue doing that until we get into finish the generation outage and start generating electricity out of Blue Lake again. And when that happens, the water will continue to come up, but it won't come up as fast.
So we're sort of at the apex here. We're at the tipping point where soon this project will be complete.
Yes. Yeah, we started the generation outage about 2 weeks ago, and the generation outage is generally 60 days long, and it ends when we have one turbine generator online. There are three of them. But it ends when we have one turbine generator online, and because that's when we will be shutting off the diesel support and be running on Blue Lake again. The contractor is actually ahead of schedule, and I expect that we'll probably beat that 62 days.
Maybe December.
Well, it'll be. In fact, it turns out in the schedule right now, by coincidence again, it'll be Alaska Day that we will complete the generation outage. And then after the generation outage is complete, then we have to complete the other two turbines and a lot of the auxiliary equipment, and the contract will then finish the whole project probably sometime in December.
And I don't know if all Sitkins can truly appreciate how exciting a period of time this is, but this is a groundbreaking historical time for Sitka, and for you folks, it's the culmination of long period of work, hard work. So it's very exciting for you guys.
Yep.
Well, you have a little pool going on, or you did have a little pool about when the water would reach the new concrete, right? Can you tell us about that?
Well, Jessica set up a pool where people could bet. It's kind of like the Nenana Ikes Classic right here in Sitka. But people put in bets on when the water will get up to the new dam, which is going to happen today or tomorrow. And so we'll have to look up and see who won and send them their prize.
Big, 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 grandiose prize.
It won't be as big as the Nenana Ice Classic.
But it will be something. Well, Dean, you have been working on this for a very, very long time. How many years would you say have you been devoting to Blue Lake?
Oh, 8 probably.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
What is this like for you? You're about reaching the end.
I'm reaching the end. That's what it's like.
Well, and then what will you be doing? Because you were technically retired.
I'll retire again.
All righty. Okay. Well, any parting words of wisdom or thoughts or anything you'd like to convey to the public about what's happening now?
I guess I would just say we really do encourage conservation. It really makes a difference if every one of us do just a little tiny part. And we appreciate folks' understanding and working with us to, you know, get through the drinking water. We've been so spoiled with Blue Lake water. Indian River is a little bit different. It's safe, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the water quality we've had from Blue Lake has really set the standard for us, you know, nationwide with such great water. So we appreciate everyone's patience, and we will try to keep you posted and updated on our testing sequences and progress to date. And we always encourage folks to have any questions to please give us a shout. We'll be happy to talk to you about the project.
You know, what's the emotional feeling over there at Jarvis Street? What's it like among the workers? How are they feeling?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they take a great deal of pride in the fact that they built this. I mean, we really did have we had 250 tons of parts rolled in off the barge, and these guys put it together. And it's just phenomenal. There's a great amount of ownership in that, and I think that's wonderful for the community. These guys built it. They know how it works, and I think they'll be able to take care of it. And for the next 30 years, we'll have a great resource.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much, Dean. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
Okay, well, thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Chris Bruton and Dean Orbison with the City Electric Department. It's an historical moment in Sitka in terms of electricity and the Blue Lake Dam. Thanks.